Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 27, 2007. I'm Adam Bema, along with Athena McKenzie and Martina McIntosh, and this is Centennial College Radio News at 10 o'clock. In the weather, expect sunshine today with a high of 17 degrees. Tonight it will be cloudy and mild at 14. It's currently 9 degrees outside our East York studios. And here are today's news headlines. Toronto residents can soon expect a hike in their property taxes. The provincial ombudsman says Ontario's lottery agency paid out millions to dishonest retailers. Quebec elects its first minority government in the province in 130 years. Two Canadian soldiers are wounded in Afghanistan. And a new report blames human error in the sinking of a BC ferry. Now to today's top stories. Homeowners in Toronto can anticipate an increase in their property taxes. An expected 3.8% rise is more than double the city's 2006 inflation rate. City officials say that the budget is still not balanced and warn that new taxes may be implemented. The proposed spending plan for City Council projects $7.8 billion. Most of this is to be used to cover wages for the 45,000 city workers. The city claims that the provincial budget did not respond to its need. Councillors believe that they were shortchanged by Queen's Park. The province released data aimed at proving its generosity with the City of Toronto. The Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation is now under investigation by the OPP, after a report released by the provincial ombudsman states that dishonest retailers swindled millions from the agency. André Marin, the Ontario ombudsman, says that the province's gambling revenues were ripped off by crooked merchants. The accusations are that winning customers were told that their tickets were no good, then the retailers cashed in the winning tickets for themselves. The province hopes to restore trust in its lottery system and has said it will implement Marin's 23 recommendations. Quebec re-elects Jean Charest's Liberals and gives them the province's first minority government in 130 years. The ADQ finished with 41 seats in the National Assembly to lead the official opposition. ADQ leader Mariel Dumont's spectacular surge in the election saw the party gain an unprecedented 36 seats. The PQ, led by André Boisclair, lost most of its support and suffered a defeat of 9 previously held ridings. Elections Quebec reports that voter turnout increased with 71% of eligible voters casting ballots. Taliban fighters ambushed a Canadian convoy west of Kandahar City in Afghanistan on Monday. Two soldiers were wounded when rocket-propelled grenades landed close to their regiment. The Canadians returned fire in their light-armored vehicles, but hit a roadside bomb, blowing out the tires on one of them. The military has not released the identities of the two wounded Canadian soldiers. Human error is the result in the sinking of the Queen of the North, the ferry that claimed two lives when it went down along BC's north coast in March 2006. The BC Ferries report singles out 3 crew members in charge of navigation on the night of the sinking. The report states that an error was made when a course change didn't take place at Sainty Point. The ferry then headed along the wrong course for over 14 minutes until it ran into rocks near Jill Island. The person navigating became aware of the direction when trees from the island were spotted directly ahead. The National Transportation Safety Board will soon release its finding in a report on the sinking of the Queen of the North. With this warm weather today, it reminds me that traveling season is just around the corner. And although the sun, the sand, and the warm weather are appealing to many, what happens if something during the trip goes wrong? Canadian travelers should be aware of their destinations, as well as what they can expect from their government in times of need. Darlene Morales has more on this report.
Recent occurrences in Mexico have left the Ayanero and Frisco families shaken by the lack of investigations by the Mexican authorities. Stephanie Pinozzi, aunt of murdered teen Adam DeFrisco, who died while vacationing in Acapulco, says that there's little Canadians can expect from their government in times of aid.
Make his way down there and investigate it without the family having to be troubled to find out the answers on her own.
A recent publication by the Canadian Ministry of Foreign Affairs outlines what consular officials can or cannot do for Canadians when they're in trouble, while a list of local numbers notifying family members and comfort to the family are provided. The government will not go to the country and investigate a crime or possible death. Chris McLeod, a lawyer for Seal Hussein, who was detained while vacationing in China, thinks that there should be more intervention by the government when times like these occur.
I think, though, when a Canadian is killed abroad or detained abroad, Canada has an obligation and there's an expectation on behalf of Canadians that the Canadian government will intervene in a manner that ensures that an adequate investigation is done if there's been a killing. It meets with all the standards we would expect to I'm having to see here.
Both Pinozzi and McLeod agree that a travel advisory is necessary for any country that may pose a danger to Canadians. You can log on to the government website, www.voyage.gc.ca, for more information on your travel destination. Darlene Morales for Centennial College News.
Thank you, Darlene. And that's the news for this hour. Next is Martina McIntosh with a look at sports.
Thanks, Adam. Hi, everyone. The Raptors' 87-95 loss to the Boston Celtics was the least of their worries last night. The Raps rookie extraordinaire George Garbajosa left the game during the fourth quarter with a suspected broken leg or ankle. Whichever it is, the news is not good for the Raps, who take on Miami at home on Wednesday. The CBC has managed to score more ice time with the NHL. They reached a deal to keep Hockey Night in Canada at the CBC for six more years. The CBC will pay about $9 million a season to show the games. That is 50% more than last season. You can catch your Leafs at Carolina on CBC tonight. Speaking of those Leafs, just because you may not have faith in seeing the Leafs in the playoffs doesn't mean that Maple Leaf Sports Entertainment doesn't. The corporation that owns the Leafs has started printing and selling tickets for the playoffs. If the Leafs don't end up making the playoffs, the tickets are refundable. At least someone has faith. Speaking of faith, the People's Church located at Bayview and Shepherd usually isn't known for basketball, but once a week the gym becomes a sanctuary for guys who love the sport. Travis Prasad has this report.
For the average college student, Tuesday nights usually consist of cheap movies at the theater or a night of homework. But for 25-year-old Ben Constable, Tuesday nights offer him something different. Constable coordinates Soul House. It is a youth drop-in basketball outreach at the People's Church.
Well, I was asked by the previous associate youth pastor. He had an interest in basketball outreach, and I love basketball, and I've always had a passion for high school guys, talking with them about stuff I went through, and it was just an easy transition.
Constable hopes Soul House can provide a safe haven for the 12 teenage guys who come out each week. He wants the outreach to provide more than just basketball.
To try to leave an impact and provide the kids around the age that I went through some tough times with maybe some answers that they won't have to find out on their own.
Regardless of what problems the youth may have, he knows what keeps bringing them back each week. Free basketball. He says the guys enjoy the night because it gives them a place to play without any hard rules. This is Travis Brisson for Centennial College Radio News.
Thanks, Travis. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us when after the break, Miss Athena McKenzie herself will have the buzz from Tinseltown.
Hi, I'm Lisa, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison Smith Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice, and on top of it, ask for some aquariums to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Streets in Petaluma. And a meowy Christmas and a happy new year from Allison's Center.
Back, and hello everyone. This is Athena McKenzie with your entertainment news. The Anna Nicole Smith drama is back in the headlines. The coroner who performed the autopsy, Dr. Joshua Perper, has released his report. It says that Smith died from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. There is still no news on who is indeed the father of Smith's baby. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio are set to star in another romantic period piece. The two Titanic stars will start the filming of Revolutionary Road this summer. And in Toronto, advance tickets are on sale for Hot Docs. The Documentary Film Festival will run from April 19th to the 29th. There will be films from 30 countries, including Canada. Students and seniors can attend daytime shows for free. The area of St. Clair and Hillcrest has become a little more creative. Eden Bender and her husband, Hans, have opened the Scratch Gallery. It showcases talented Canadian and international artists. Ashkan Habudi reports.
Hi, small gallery exposes unique photography, oil on canvas, and other interesting mediums. The style of artwork ranges from traditional to modern, but maintains a dark theme. Eden says the area of Bathurst and Hillcrest is booming, and also has a rich history of well-known artists.
Our clients live in this neighborhood, and even though this one strip has been barren for so long, I think people are really looking forward to it. They've come out and been very supportive. I think there's a huge history, long line of artists in general that live in this neighborhood. People who collect, there's a lot of them around here, so that's part of it. I think the neighborhood has history.
Through networking with a diverse group of artists, Eden has been able to display an extraordinary pieces of artwork that she says has mesmerized guests. Eden says she's reached a level where artists constantly submit their work to get valuable exposure. Ashkan Hobuti, Centennial College, Radio News.
World of Entertainment. Let's send it back to Adam Bema for the wrap.
Thank you, Athena. With another look at today's news headlines, Toronto residents can soon expect a hike in their property taxes. The provincial ombudsman says Ontario's lottery agency paid out millions to dishonest retailers. Quebec elects its first minority government in the province in 130 years. Two Canadian soldiers are wounded in Afghanistan. And a new report blames human error in the sinking of a BC ferry. And that's it for news. Have a good day.